ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix.
It's us.
You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted! I still haven't met Bowie.
I was about to say, you want to do this podcast by the Living Wall at Climate Pledge Arena?
I know.
You have no idea how happy I was when I saw all that. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. The Ted Smith, fresh off of finding out that we met Bowie and you blew us off. You ghosted us at a cracking game. You had a chance to meet Bowie, but you didn't check your Twitter.
No.
And you missed out on it.
I missed him.
I almost tweeted at Bowie while you guys were interacting and said, just meet Ted after the second period.
So, here's the other thing. It's a little hard sometimes to get cell service in there.
Well, yeah, everyone's on their cell phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then also, a friend of a friend, I had very, very nice tickets.
Yes. You were on the player's bench.
I wasn't, but it was better than that.
Yeah, because the bench doesn't serve nice food.
Right. I was in the Moe Lounge.
I don't even know what that is.
I didn't know that till I went on Wednesday, right? Uh-huh. So our mutual friend, he's like, hey, these guys have these tickets. I want you to come with me. I'm like, cool. I'm like, why do we got to be there so early? You never care about getting anywhere early. And he's right. Like, we got to get there early. We get there. It's unreal. Have you ever sat in Diamond Club?
Yes.
At the Mariners?
Yes. It's amazing. Everything's free in there, except for the tickets, of course.
Okay. So it's like that, but it's up on the club level.
Okay.
And then you go in, we have a table, and ironically, like, we weren't sure where to go. We asked one of, the workers there, and she's like, where are you trying? And we're like, oh, we're trying to find suite whatever, like, table 6. And she's like, oh, I know those guys. I'll walk it right in. So we go in, and the spread is unreal. Had a nice piece of salmon, a couple chicken wings. There was sushi.
What?
Oh, yeah. I had a
like
little.
Like the hand rolls or like their own kind of sushi?
No. Like their own. Like there was a dude up there making sushi.
What the hell?
It was unbelievable, dude. The spread was crazy.
Were you with the Lie Wikis?
I'm sure they were up there.
It sounds like that.
Dude, it's crazy.
Is
right?
It like center ice? Like where are these seats in the club lounge? Like where would you say perspective wise?
So you're behind, I don't know which goal it is.
So you're in that section that has like all those little mini tables?
Yes.
You know how many times I look at that and go, how do I get in there?
Oh, so you know what I'm talking about.
I've seen those tables and I'm like, that right there is the way to go watch hockey. But I'm like, that's out of my price range.
So, me too.
Yeah.
Right, so you sit in there,
whoa,
you eat all the food, and then they open up the curtains, and you go down, and you don't just have like a seat. You have like a comfortable chair and a mini table.
Yeah, like a little bucket seat almost.
And the donkeys would love this. All the Coors Lights you can drink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm
one of those games where I would not make it home.
Right, I'm having a delicious dinner and stuff. I'm like, this is unreal. The saffron rice was something special with the lamb, let me tell you.
With the lamb.
So then Bowie's tweeting me, but I can't read the tweets. But also, we're in the front row of this. And these guys obviously are very happy. But I'm like, I don't know them. So I don't want to be guy on the phone with these awesome seats.
Right. You know, like this guy, this is how he thanks us.
He's
tweeting mascots.
Right. And then I was like, I should just tweet in my section. But I didn't want to be like the fancy a-hole that's like, hey, Bowie, I'm up in the nicest section in the arena.
That'd be great if Bowie's like, can you help get me in there? I can't even get in there.
Oh, two people asked me. One of our listeners talked to me outside of it, and he goes, what the F are you doing in there? And I was like, it's a friend of a friend's. Like, this is not me.
And they were trying to get you to sneak you in there?
No. He was just like, he was doing like 50-50. Just, how are you in there? And I'm like, it's a friend of a friend. Like, this is not my normal lifestyle.
That would be hilarious if the mascot can't even get in there. I feel like they'd let the mascot in.
Yeah, and like the band was up there in the corner for a little bit, so I watched them. I showed Steve my new hat. He's like, it's a nice hat. So like, maybe they only sell it in the rich person section.
You know, it looks like a rich guy's like boating hat.
It does.
Yeah,
right?
It looks like you'd be on like a boat on a yacht with some nice shoes and that cool hat.
And it's not like the arena or the Kraken need money, but I was like, I'm in the nicest seats of the house. Maybe I should buy something. So I bought a hat.
I got these tickets for free.
This is also stupid, but like, I mean, I can't explain to you how nice this spread was. Like good chicken. You know, like salmon, I said the lamb, the sushi. Like in between periods, I went out and just popped a couple pieces of sushi. And then they had popcorn. So I mean, all this stuff. But I was like, oh, I'll take a box of free popcorn.
They had pretzels?
No pretzels.
I wouldn't want to go in there then.
Well, the standards. Yeah.
place for beneath that. Me.
Well, the standards, they always have like the hot dogs and the wings. The wings were shockingly good for like a rich person place, but I just was like, there's too much good food here.
Well, they were baked in gold.
Right.
They weren't deep fried.
And then the hot dog looked awesome. So those are out kind of all the time.
Right.
But I was like, I don't know if I really want to eat a hot dog when I can be eating more sushi.
Right. I'm same here. If I'm going to put some calories in and I have all the food in the world to pick from, hot dogs is at the bottom of my list.
Oh, Steve. And then at the third period, they bring out the desserts. I mean, cookies, cupcakes, brownies. And they
cheesecake?
I didn't see I'm sure it was there.
Screw this place.
But they have a whole freezer full of ice cream, like little mini ice creams.
What the hell?
It was unbelievable. I think Joe had like a chocolate lava cake.
They got bananas Foster?
They don't, but it was...
That you need to make them have it next time.
Dude, it was... Honestly, it was unbelievable.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
those seats look fantastic. I mean, I was like, I think it was the time I was in the press box. I had that great view over the entire arena.
All right.
And I'm looking out and I'm like, just assessing everything. I'm like, what the hell is that section? And what kind of club section has like, I thought it was like more of kind of like how the Space Needle Lounge is there. Yeah, those are the seats.
Yeah.
I thought it was like one of those things where it's like, those aren't specific seats for anybody. They're just kind of like a little common area. Apparently not.
No. And it's very specific. Yeah.
Damn.
And those people sit up there all the time. I mean, like, I didn't
reckon. You should have tweeted at Bowie. I feel like Bowie would have came out to that.
I said to the guys, I go, does Bowie ever come in? Also, I don't know these two dudes.
Did they answer yes or no about that?
They said they've seen him once.
Okay.
But during the game, right, because from my view, I could see the whole lower bowl and everything.
Yeah.
So I keep popping up and be like, oh, there's Bowie. And finally, the one guy goes, you're really into mascots, huh?
It's like, I freaking love them.
Right? I was like, yes, it's not a furry thing. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I go, but it's just, I just really like mascots, and I'm supposed to meet him tonight. So at the end of the night, luckily, our buddy was like, no, they liked you. I was like, thank God. Because I was like, it's kind of that weird thing. Like, I'm like, well, I'm going to drink a bunch of Coors Lights. I'm going to enjoy the food. But I was like, I don't want to talk too much, but I want to talk enough.
Right. Because it's a game. Like, I personally am the type of person when I go to a hockey game, I don't talk a lot. Because I'm watching the game. Then during in between the periods, like when I go with Danny, him and I typically just sit there a little bit and every once in a while go, that was messed up. That was dumb. And then you have someone behind us that won't shut up about whatever it is in their life. And I'm like, hey, everyone has the right to do whatever they want. Me personally, if I was sitting with that person, I'd move a couple seats over because I want to enjoy the game.
All right. So is that a hockey thing? Because I see people tweeting about that all the time. Like, I guess football, because it's so stop and start, you talk a lot. I don't know. Like I
go to baseball, you're just BSing the entire time. Nobody cares. You don't even need to watch the game. You can have your back turned for most of the game, and no one bats an eye about that.
Yeah. And maybe I'm just one of those people. Like, I watch enough sports, right? Like, you've sat there on a couch with me.
Yeah.
Like, we can carry on a conversation. I'm still watching the action, and then I'll scream or something.
Yeah.
But I notice hockey fans are very particular. Even those guys are like, the guys behind us last week were Chatty Cathy's. And I was like,
it's an intense sport. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of those sports where, I mean, there's stoppages here and there, but it's typically like, you get like about 10, 15 seconds to talk, and then pucks dropped again, and I ain't talking while the pucks dropped.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm going to be mad. Like, if we're going to get the game and you start talking, I'm going to be like, shut up. But it's almost like a concert in the same sense. Like, I'm there to see the event. I'm invested in it. We can have a conversation when there's some downtime.
All right. I've just noticed that more with hockey than any other sport.
Yeah, I never really picked up on that, but you're probably right. I that's just always how I've been. I don't know if it's like a rule that like I picked up on and didn't even realize it, but I think it's just such a cool sport that while it's happening, you don't even want to have a conversation with anyone.
Well, it's also funny because they were playing the Blues that night.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot for bringing us bad mojo.
Should I stop going?
Well,
I
mean, I've been to the game. Did you go yesterday?
I did. I know. They dominated.
They crushed it.
I watched that third period. I was like, I literally almost tweeted out, should I stop going to the games?
You might have to. Or maybe it's the people you're going with.
It's a good
point. Are you going with the same person?
He went with me on both games. I'll blame him.
It's the mayor's fault.
It is.
I knew it. I told you all these years. Lulu wasn't wrong. Lulu knows when people are bad luck to hockey games.
Oh, God.
Pardog is now blind, and she can still see a bad luck charm when it's anywhere near her.
You know, he still brings that up.
Well, let him know that Lulu's blind now, so maybe she won't remember.
He still feels bad about it.
He should.
That was an off night for him.
Yeah, it changed my dynamic with him. Have you seen me around him ever since?
No.
I side team Lulu.
Well, I think it eased up after meltdown.
I know. Plenty of times hanging out with the mayor, and I love the guy. And Lulu, you know what? She'll tolerate him now. She has no idea he's coming. So like if he just comes and pets her. So like she tolerates Tatum a whole lot more now that she's blind.
That she's blind.
Oh yeah. Tatum can pet her all day and all night. She has no idea if it's dad, Tatum, whoever it is.
She's not just happy.
She's just like, whatever. I can't see. I'm getting fat because I can't walk. Poor thing.
She, man, I will say, at least we got a point against the Blues. How old is Lulu? Like, what is...
She is, I think, 11.
And is that common?
Not, it's like, not
we
uncommon.
We have another friend that had a dog like that, and it went blind.
And it was, and its name was Lulu.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Ben's.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we babysat Lulu.
All right.
From time to time, and it was always like, we're like, man, poor dog, she's just staring at a wall, has no idea. Now Lulu, our Lulu's doing that. It's so weird, man, because she'll like try and go somewhere and follow us. But if there's like a mini like a wall or a door, and she doesn't see it, she just goes right into it, and then just like doesn't figure out that she needs to turn around and work her way around it. It sucks.
That's brutal.
But I mean, she's got a good. She's her like any dog. They're resilient. They just adjust.
All right.
And like from what I've been told, like their sight is not a sense that's as important to them as it is to us. So she gets by.
All
but
right.
You know, there are moments where, like, one time all of a sudden you hear boom, 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 and you're like,
she just fell down the stairs.
She just walked to the edge and just slid down. She didn't topple. She just kind of glided down it. Because I get there and, like, she's not hurt. She's just kind of like, where am I? What do I do now? And I'm like, Lulu, don't move. There's another part of the flight of stairs you haven't gone down yet. And I go run and pick her up. Poor thing, man. I love that dog so much, man. That is, I feel so bad for her, but she's got a good attitude about it most of the time.
What's she going to do, complain?
I don't know. I don't know how dogs complain. Just poop on the bed? I guess that would be one way to complain. She hasn't done that yet.
Well, how long have you had Lou?
10, 11 years.
All right, that's what I just asked. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a long time for those dogs, right? Is that about right?
Smaller dogs usually go, I think, around 14, 15 years.
All right.
So, I mean... Health-wise, she's got like a little bit of a heart murmur, according to the vet, but nothing to be too concerned about, something to monitor. But we brought her in a few times, especially when she went blind, just to kind of make sure everything's okay, because, you know, you just get nervous. And they're like, no, health-wise, she seems fine. There's like...
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's like, one of Sid's friends, clearly not a pet person, when Sid told him, hey, Lulu's losing her vision, lost her vision, she's now blind, she's like, do you have to put her down now? And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, she didn't know. And I'm like, you told her no, of course. And she's like, no, I said. I'm like, no, it's not like, it's like a human. If a human goes blind, that doesn't mean you just kill them.
No.
It's the dog is still able to get by. It's not dying. It's not dead.
Right. It's not like the dog had 6 months to live. Do we pay for a treatment or put her down?
Right.
Right. This is like, she's just blind, dude. Like, she'll be fine.
When my wife said that, like, what is wrong with your friend? She's like, she doesn't have pets. I'm like, okay. I get it. Maybe you don't understand. But man, no. Ride or die with Lulu. Blind, I don't care.
That is unbelievable. Do we just put her down?
F no. Am I going to put you down if something happens to you? No.
No. Right. Oh, I got high blood pressure. Better put him down. Yeah,
my cholesterol went up a little bit.
Thought about putting him down? Yeah. Pull the plug? Like, no, he has high cholesterol. Like, he's not dying.
I just read about assisted suicide. Is that a thing for this guy?
That's why ship him to Oregon.
Oh, my gosh.
Tech Talks.
Put him down.
Starring B-Tech Smith.
All right, Steve, we got Halloween coming up.
Yes, we do.
We gotta check in with some of the fellas.
Okay.
Number one, let's have fun this weekend.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Eat some candy.
Yes.
Go to a party. Dress up. Also, I remind people, be careful. A lot of parties get a little out of hand. Sleep on the floor. Get an Uber. Won't be driving home. You've been drinking.
Yes, 100%.
And also, you don't have to marry that slutty nurse.
No.
All right. Halloween's a big hookup party. I fell for it myself. Turns out she wasn't even blonde.
No. She wasn't even a nurse.
She was wearing a wig.
Wasn't even a slut. 0-3.
Right. She actually was a brunette realtor.
Yeah. It's just those damn fishnets.
Oh, God. Fishnets.
It's fishnet season, Ted.
It's cuffing season.
It's cupping season?
Cuffing.
Oh. What?
I'm not a cupper. You ever done that?
No. Sid tried it once, and she said it was cool. I've never done it.
All right.
I have no interest in doing it. I don't want all those little circles on my body, like those red marks.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just not a high enough athlete where I need to go get that done.
I mean, I'm sore a lot, but nothing to where I need a suction cup on my body.
You down with BioFreeze?
I'm freaking terrified of that, but I've debated it.
No. Not the tanks.
Oh.
It's like a stronger version of Icy Hot. You roll on.
I do the Be Jolly thing, man.
Oh, that's right.
Actually going to be a proud sponsor of Live Day. My buddy Brett's going to be there.
Oh, no kidding.
I just signed on, so I don't even feel bad pimping him now. I never felt bad pimping him because his stuff is legit.
All right.
But yeah, if you get a chance to say hi to Brett, he's one of the good eggs.
All right.
And
is he going to be there for our show or just yours?
I don't think he's going to be anywhere near your guys' show. I mean, what? No, I'm kidding. I have no idea.
All right. Well, just give me some product.
I'll get you something. If not, Brett's the man. Dude, his stuff is a lifesaver. And he uses the root of the CBD, of a hemp plant.
All right.
And apparently that's why, like, it's not CBD, it's not THC in it, because it's the root. I don't know. He'll explain it to you better than I could, maybe one time. But I asked him all these questions. I'm like, well, how come? Because, like, pro football players are using it. And he's like, that it doesn't show up. Like, because, you know, a lot of people are worried about, like, the topical stuff, the lotion.
Yeah, that it would show up on a drug test.
Like, you don't know. You're not, like, anyone you talk to that's, like, works at a dispensary is like, I've never heard of it showing up on a drug test, but I'd hate to be the person that says, yeah, bus driver, use our stuff, and then it shows up on the drug test at one time.
Right. And I've had that conversation with a lot of listeners, too, is they'll email me, because I'll talk about, like, what was the stuff I liked for a while? Like, was it flow oil?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
And they were like, but I have a, you know, like, I can get drug tested. I'm like, look, I don't know how that shows up, so I don't ask me.
Same. That's how I always say it. And then I was asking him, and he's like, well, we have pro football players using it, and it doesn't show up.
Right. And that's a pretty stringent drug testing.
But he's like, it's because he's not using any THC. He's using, like, the root, and I guess, like, no one ever uses the root. Like, he did some crazy research and studying on it, but it's, like, very powerful. And dude, I'm firsthand experience. I've used it, and it's great. Like, it's not a miracle drug, obviously, but it definitely helps with ailments and soreness, and, like, whenever I have issues with my knees, I put a little bit on it, and it does a good job.
I don't know how weed's not legal in the NFL yet.
It's so stupid. Like, yeah, pop all these pills you want, but a CBD and, like, weed, it seems ridiculous.
Right, and, like, look, I love having a beer, but honestly, like, I think I'd want my athletes rather than smoking out of a bong than ripping drinks all night.
Right, I don't think Richard Sherman's banging on his in-law's house.
Because he's stoned.
Because he's baked out of his mind and playing Call of Duty. Like, you know, it's a little bit of a different type of an enhancer.
Also.
Or whatever.
Like, I like him. I get it. How does Marshawn, like, not catch any flack for Vegas?
Oh, my God.
It's like people just forgot about it. And I grant nobody got hurt or whatever, but I'm like, man, dude was messed up.
Yeah. And Marshawn, how about he doesn't get any flack for cursing on national television?
I saw it live.
I'm from the Bay Area, but when I look around the stands and I see that these motherfuckers, ooh, I mean, these.
The best part is now he doubles down and drops the S word as well.
Like, it's nothing.
Right.
Stands how they were when we were here, that shit kind of got me on tip.
I know. I literally was watching that game because I didn't do anything on Saturday night. And I was like, holy crap.
Right.
And I like
the Cal-Huskies game, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I liked that it reacted on the MF-er, but, like, he just said the S word like it was nothing.
And I bet the producer, like, I wish we had that static going over his voice when he was cursing, not in, like, the other parts. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's actually talk about some sports.
All right.
And now Ted's the bad luck charm for the Seattle Kraken.
All right. Damn.
Sorry. Fine, it's the mayor.
Ted, Steve, shut the f*** up already. The Megacast will be back.
October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Halloween supports dangerous roving gangs of children going door to door to get their fix. When it comes to healthcare, Halloween doesn't care. Under Halloween, tooth decay rates have doubled and instances of child obesity have skyrocketed. Halloween is deceptive. Sure, it may look like a sexy firefighter, but don't count on Halloween if your house is burning down. And Halloween is not a legal holiday. If Halloween had its choice, it would allow for more illegal holidays to invade and take over your calendar. Don't be tricked. Halloween is is no treat. This October 31st, vote no on Halloween. Paid for by Thanksgiving.
Why are you listening to this crap? I'd rather listen to Kids Bop over this sh**. The Megacast is back.
What did Cobb say last night on our podcast? He goes, man, your highs and lows are unbelievable. He's like, you'll make, you know, something in your crock pot and eat it for three straight days. And I was like, yeah. He's like, then you're in the nicest suite.
Right. You just never know what opportunities will bring you.
No.
It's awesome.
It is.
That's the fun part about life, though.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, just say yes.
Just, dude, more often than not, like, don't say no to cool opportunities because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I'll
There's
be honest
a TED
with you.
Talk for you.
Yeah, right. Like something like right. If somebody offers you something like that, just say yes.
Right.
And I'm trying to be better about saying no to like just random stuff.
Right. To like the common folks that have just regular like 200 level seats.
Yeah. I know. Well, I mean,
you can't go back.
I mean, Steve, I've never sat at a 300 level.
I know. That's even the time I got us tickets. You didn't even go to the seats.
No. So I snuck down to the club level.
There's no 300 level at the Climate Pledge. It's only 200 level.
Oh, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I know.
God,
you wouldn't even know.
It.
You don't even know the upper part. You get brought in like a horse and chariot or a carrier or whatever. Carriage. Chariots of Fire is playing. Here's the Ted Smith. Bring him to the special section. Give him a hat. You can't buy that hat anywhere else.
I mean, it's ridiculous. In the last, like, calendar, 2 months, I saw Swedish House Mafia from a suite.
Yeah.
Sat in the 100 level for a game and then sat in those seats.
Fantastic.
The worst seats I had were the ones I bought for the Globetrotters.
Well, I just spent a ridiculous amount of money on tickets to go to Disney on Ice.
Oh, nice. When is that?
This Sunday. I'm going to be at Sherwood
Oh,
Center.
Oh, Sunday.
Sunday afternoon, 11 in the morning. I didn't even factor in as a football game.
There is.
It's like an hour and a half Disney on Ice. It's for kids. I forgot. It's not like a 3-hour production. I'll be home by the time the game's on.
Dude, I'll tell you what. In February, I'm going to the Globetrotters again. Bring your kid.
Okay.
It's same thing. It's like an hour and a half. It is great. And I'm telling you, man, it is awesome.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I mean, I was there with a bunch of like family stuff, like with kids, but I was like, This is unreal.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know if you guys actually appreciate how good this is.
It's like, it's worth it to pay this kind of money to just have like a quick performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I even look we got Bluey tickets for like the musical and Peppa Pig musical that's coming up. And I look at the run times and these things, like 65 minutes. I'm like, of course it is. It's meant for toddlers. They don't want a 3-hour with an intermission experience.
No.
They think, give me the fastest show so I can move on and go get myself some ice cream afterwards.
I will say this. That's the other great thing about hockey. That is, it's just quick.
It flies by.
Yeah, it's like going to like a Sounders game. Yeah. It's like, I feel like when you're in there, it's like, feels like you're there for about 2 hours.
The only thing that makes it slow down, and it's not a bad thing, it's just that the fact that there's two intermissions.
Correct.
They're fast, but still, like, could you imagine if it was just two halves? That game would fly by.
Yeah. And like, look, going to an NFL game is a completely different experience. I'm just saying, like, by the time you get in and stuff, that's like I feel like it's a 4-hour commitment to go to an NFL game.
Absolutely. And then it's like a 3-hour commitment just to get out of the game.
Yeah.
Parking.
All right.
Walking in the crowds. It's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hockey's pretty simple. You're in and out.
Oh, it's the best. I love it. I know. I only remember my wife and I are going to see them take on the Kings, but I got to get. Yesterday we almost went. Danny and I were like, if I wasn't so tired. I looked online, tickets on Ticketmaster secondary, when they do the resale site,
yeah.
$25 just
no
for a ticket to get in. I saw someone on Facebook trying to sell a pair for $30. Not $30 a ticket, $30. So $15 a ticket.
I know. Somebody offered me a ticket yesterday.
I'm glad you didn't go, so we won. Sorry.
Fair.
No, but you're right, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so funny because weeknights, and I think even if the team was good, it's not about them being not a great team. It's like Tuesday night at 7 p.m., not everyone can make it to a game.
Correct. Well, that's when they started last year. That's why, like, it was crazy. But I was like, let's wait till, like, January, February, weeknight games. People just can't go. It's a bitch getting in and out of the city.
It's just a process.
And that arena is beautiful and awesome. It is a pain in the ass getting there.
Yeah. Especially, like, during rush hour.
Yeah. I'm saying it's like, you know, it's just, it's in Lower Queen Anne.
Yeah, but man, when you're there, that's a freaking awesome spot.
It's unreal. It's the nicest arena I've been in.
I ordered a Bowie plush.
I saw that.
Toy. I had to. I got the 10-incher.
How big do they come?
They come 10, 15, or 25.
I'm going to have to order one for Christmas.
Yeah, 10 was like $30. 15, I think it was like 40. 25 was $100. My wife looked at me and goes, "You're not spending $100. I'm like, "But Tatum would love it." She's like, "Tatum would love the 10-inch one." Fine.
You should get the big dog. Just have him sit there and watch games with you.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
Me and Bowie. Bowie and me.
And Tatum. Tatum loves it. Because I'm watching the games and we're about to put her to bed. That's the moment where she wants to hang out with dad because she doesn't want to go to bed.
Right.
And that's the moment she becomes a Kraken fan. Like, literally said to Sid last night, she's like, "Okay, it's time to go to bed." She's like, "No, mommy, I'm watching the Kraken with daddy." I was like, she is. I don't care that she's using me to stay up late, but she's right. She is watching the Kraken with daddy.
I bet for a kid, too, that's a fun sport to watch because there's so much action.
She has no idea what's going on. I have to tell her which color.
But I'm just saying, right? Like, sometimes with football, it's hard with kids because there's so much stopping and starting.
Yeah. She likes it. She can go Kraken.
All right.
She says all the time. And she likes Bowie.
Well, Bowie's the man.
Dude, the Bowie hate is stupid.
I feel like the tide's turned on that pretty quickly.
It's like Gritty. Everyone hated Gritty at first. And then within like a half of a season, people are like, "Gritty's pretty awesome."
Also, like we were saying, like, what new mascot rolls out and you're like, "That's the greatest mascot of all time." Like, it's tough. Like,
somebody's weird.
Yeah, somebody emailed the podcast and they were like, "Yeah, when the Moose showed up, everybody hated the Mariner Moose. Now everybody loves him."
See, I don't even know that because I wasn't around when they first unveiled him. I don't think.
No.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, the Moose has to be old. Yeah, the Moose was here like in the 90s.
The 90s, right? Yeah. Hey, since we're talking about sports, I know we got to be quick, but here we go. We got to get our sponsor in now that we're on good ends.
Good terms.
Yeah, good terms.
The globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
That's right.
It is delicious.
You too could be a sponsor of the MegaCast. You just have to be related to one of us and have a business because they don't pay for it.
They have some new holiday flavors coming out.
Oh.
Pat told a pretty good story too about his puka shell necklace on their podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. About being underage and my uncle like coming into the, he's like, "You know, I'm trying to talk to these girls," and he just sees my Uncle Phil like pointing at the bouncer, like comes over and like drags him out.
By the puka shell necklace?
Whatever. I'm just like, oh man, that's embarrassing.
Did you ever rock a puka shell necklace?
I did once in Vegas.
Okay.
That I stole.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had a puka shell necklace, and I think that's the necklace I'm wearing in a picture with Eminem.
All right. Yeah, I never had one, but years ago, I was at a bachelor party in Vegas, and I woke up with a temporary tramp stamp and a puka shell necklace. And I was like, "Where'd I get this necklace?" And they're like, "You blatantly stole it off a table."
That's pretty amazing.
Right?
Tatum had her first temporary tattoo.
Oh, excellent. What'd you get?
A tattoo that said, "I love bats."
Bats?
Bats. B-A-T-S.
Right. I'm asking, why bats?
Well, we went and did
it. Oh, it was like a Halloween thing?
One of those Halloween things in Northwest Trek.
All right.
Which was, it was fun. There were some weird moments, but one of them ones, you go around hitting all these spots, and you get candy, you go trick or treat. We go up to one, it's like, we're like, Tatum's like, "Trick or treat." He's like, I got nothing. I'm like, "How do you have a table during a Halloween event and not have any candy?" And he's like, "Do you guys want to look at pictures of bats?" I'm like, "Yeah, that's exactly what children want." And so he showed him pictures of the bats. Then he plays the sound of what bats make. Wasn't very impressive. It was like,
yeah, it's like sonar.
Yeah, it's like, and he's like thinking this is the coolest thing ever. And Tatum's just like, "Where's my freaking candy?" And then eventually it's one of the other tables. They got one of those temporary tattoos. I guess it must be bat season at Northwest Trek or something. I don't know. And they gave
her. Bat country, maybe.
It's been sevenfold. And she's been rocking the bat tattoo. I'm trying to find a picture of it. There. Yep. There it
is. There's some on Instagram now. I mean, I get it because Halloween. That's just funny. I love bats.
She's like, "Yeah, that's my tattoo, Dad."
I get some ads on Instagram that are like, "It'll last for 3 weeks."
I've seen those.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I should come in all sleeved up.
You should do that sometime.
Right? Like, what's that? It's like, it's a neck tat. What's it say? It's like, T-bone. Call me T-bone now.
I love bats.
I love bats. That would be awesome if I had an I love bats.
Oh, man. My dumb ass, if I had access to a tattoo artist like at an instant, I'm like, I should get a matching tattoo. My wife's like, you realize hers is impermanent. It's like, yeah, the joke would be done as soon as she loses that tattoo.
I'll get to sports. One of the first years I went to Meltdown, we're sitting on the river, the old river, and I'm talking to this girl, and everybody's like jumping off this rock, and she's like, hey, you got to really like my head's buzzed, right? She's like, you have a nice big head. Like, I could do henna on that. And I go, you do the henna? And she's like, I do the henna tattoos, right? Now, at this point in my life, I have no idea what henna is. I've just seen it. And she's like, seriously? Because I gave her like a beer or something. She's like, seriously, come up to the booth. I'll give you a free one. She's like, I just want to work on your head. And I was like, man, we should go right now. And my buddy was like, just hang on, man. Like, we'll find him later. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to find you. I want that henna tattoo. And then my buddy, he's like, when she walks away, he's like, that's going to be on your head for 2 weeks.
Yes.
And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, man. And I was like, thank you for telling me that. I was like, it was just kind of a cool hippie chick that was real. I don't know. Maybe she was tripping.
Yeah, you're
she's
vibing.
Just like rubbing my head like, oh, I would love gosh. To work on this head. And I'm like, in.
Yeah. Why? You feeling good? You feeling froggy? I could have had a tattoo. And then like, a week later, you show up to work or 3 days later.
Probably like 3 days later, I show up to work because she wanted to do like the, you know, like Caesar.
Oh my God, dude, I would have loved for you to have done that. The reaction here, that would be a moment of legends. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like the time that Ted showed up with had a tattoo on his head.
Right. Looking like
some
Caesar.
Hot hippie. Right.
I mean, that's how simple of a creature I am.
Oh.
She's just rubbing my head like, I would love to work on this head. I'm like, yeah.
Please. In. I have two.
Right. That's what I was like, right? I was like, all right, let's go right now. My buddy's like, no, hang on. Why? Dude, why are you C-blocking?
Right. Look, most people C-block the little head. Now you're C-blocking the big head.
Yeah. You know I love this stuff. He was like, it's for 2 or 3 weeks. I was like, oh no.
That's a commitment.
Whew.
You have to take vacation.
All right. The Kraken did win last night because I wasn't in attendance.
So nice game. Great team effort, too.
Yeah, I mean, they were scoring goals at will.
Oh, dude, that I don't know if you saw the geeky goal, the breakaway goal that he had. Oh, that was so great.
It was kind of funny, too, when that guy from the Sabres tried to clear that puck and just kind of tripped over his own skate.
Dude, I said it this morning. I mean it. I felt like we were watching, we're other fans of other teams watching their team play the Kraken. I felt like we were playing the Kraken. Like, anything that could go wrong was going wrong for the Buffalo Sabres, and their defense just kept letting their goalie out to dry.
Yeah. Well, and I said this last, that was the first night. I only watched, the third period.
Yeah.
But I think I said this last week. It seems like the Kraken to me are always one pass away.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's like they're right there. They just can't seem to convert it. But last night they did, got it done. It's also still very early. World Series is set. Phillies, Astros.
Go Phillies?
I guess. I don't really care. I mean, the Astros are that good.
They are.
So if they go.
It's crazy to think that.
That one home run.
And just in general, all three games,
yeah.
Three pitches changed the entire course of that series for each game. Each game had one massive moment all because of a pitch. I'm not saying it's their fault, but it's crazy to think if it would have went three different ways, I know it's woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it could have been the Mariners.
Well, and look, Yankees fans got to be sitting there going, damn, what if we played the Mariners and not Houston?
Right.
You know, like.
I think the Mariners would have beat the Yankees.
Yeah, I'd have to look at that. I'm just saying it's weird how sports works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If that happens, because the different teams match up better and stuff. It's just like.
True.
But yeah, I mean, Houston, if I'm a TV exec, I don't know if I'm pumped for Houston, Philly.
No, not at all.
I mean, all year long, I was like, yeah, it's going to be Houston and the Dodgers. Dodgers is like losing.
Dodgers is like, we're out early.
Right. And then I was like, oh, Padres. Let's go Padres.
Yeah. No,
well, they're done.
Deuces.
I guess the big story is Blackhawks. Unreal.
Geno Smith, baby.
Geno.
Oh, man. Defense is coming up big 2 games in a row.
Defense looks good.
They look great, and they're only getting better.
And this weekend's a big game.
Against the Giants.
Right. I mean, I think it's the game of the weekend. I don't think there's another matchup with teams with winning records.
6-1, New York Giants. It's so funny. We're all losing our minds, and I always remind myself, I'm like, but we're 4-3, but we sound like we're 6 or 7-0. Because they've been playing so well, especially these last couple of games, and it's just crazy thing. My 12-5 prediction, not so crazy after all now, huh, Ted?
All right, look.
All right, maybe I'm a little still crazy.
I am very happy that I have been wrong about the season so far, but I still think it's a rebuild year. But
I don't know. Super Bowl or bust, baby. We're first place, bitch. Do they beat the Giants, though? That's got to be a massive momentum shift for them.
If they beat the Giants here at home on Sunday,
which is
doable.
Yeah, I mean, Giants almost lost that game against Jacksonville.
Right, and you beat the Giants, now all of a sudden, the Seahawks are back in the top 10 power rankings.
Yes.
Everybody's list.
Geno's all of a sudden like a top 5 quarterback.
Right, and it's like, now we're looking at a draft pick that's going to be better if it's the Broncos.
That's the best part. And then they're talking, like, I don't know if you saw that rumor, like, if the Broncos lose, which they won't because, you know, Russell Wilson's been working out on the plane.
Jesus, so, I saw that this morning.
That's just like I was telling somebody, I'm like, I think we gave him a pass just because they won the Super Bowl. He's our homegrown guy. He started, you know, we saw him grow into this cringy, dorky football player. But the Broncos fans, this is all they have. And this is all they know of him. And it's like, I get why they're just like, this guy's the most cringy person in the world.
I think as a coach, I would have been like, hey, Russell, sit down.
Imagine being one of the teammates and you open up your eyes for a second. You're like, what the is this guy doing?
Or you're
doing?
Trying to sleep and he's right. Doing high knees up and down by you.
I mean, I got to believe that that's a true story.
I mean, what?
Who else makes that up?
I just read a tweet. Somebody else said, like, if it's true, cringy. Like, if he's lying, is that worse? Like, I don't know which is worse.
And why are you stretching for 4 of the 8 hours? That's a terrible idea.
Seems like a lot of stretching.
I was like, if it said he stretched for 4 minutes of the 8 hours, I'd be like, that's a lot for me.
Do you even do like regular stretching anymore?
I should. Every time I do, I'm like, I'm so glad I'm doing this. I should do it more. And then I stop and then everything's sore.
But there's a lot of research now that says you should just warm up, jogging and this and that, and not actually like do the old school stretches.
I don't stretch before anything.
All right.
I do either stretch after or I stretch first thing in the morning.
All right.
But I don't stretch like right before a workout.
All right.
You know, I'll loosen up. Like you're saying. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I always had a whole routine, but now with soccer and stuff, I just run, you know, do like jog, do some sprints, do some karaoke. I'm like, all right, let's play.
Right, with wrestling, most people are like stretching and doing this, and they got the bands. And I'm like, I do a couple like push ups just to kind of pump some things up.
Yeah,
a little
bit. Get your chest pumped up. Yeah, I get you.
Purely aesthetic.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I don't stretch at all. And then I wonder why my hip is locking at the end of the night. But dude, what if like they lose? There's rumors that coach is getting fired, and then that Brandon Chubb guy could be traded, and there's rumors that possibly he could get traded to the Seahawks for draft picks.
Jesus, that would be crazy.
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
They're also talking about like Jerry Jeudy might be out.
Yes.
Like, yeah, they and who are they playing this weekend?
They are off to London to take on is it Jacksonville?
It is Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Good call.
Oh.
You travel across the water there. Things happen.
I mean, yeah, Russ is he's putting in too much work on the plane. Like, rest. Rest is a good thing, too, Russ.
Yeah, right. I guess that's the other thing, too. Is like, did your trainer tell you to do this, or are you just doing this because you're a psycho?
Somebody said he's the guy who tries hard in high school during dodgeball.
I just read that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
When everybody else is trying to chat about girls. Do it.
Oh, man, but go Hawks. Big game, big game.
It is.
Yep, go Kraken. Tomorrow night against the Vancouver Canucks.
All right. I know everybody's worried. Don't be. Maryland is bowl eligible already.
are the Huskies fully out of any kind of bowl?
No, they're bowl. So they're bowl. They'll be in a bowl.
Right.
But
they're not ranked anymore, though, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So
that was like just like a fun little moment at the beginning of the year.
That UCLA game was bad.
Yeah.
Like, you beat them.
Do we still have big Penix energy? I'm not sure anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
good. Oh, he's still lighting it up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I mean, he's arguably the best quarterback in college football
right now.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So, we'll see. I mean, look, the main thing for the Huskies is you got to hope and pray that somehow you can go down to Eugene and beat Oregon.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be epic.
You got to think if you're a collegiate. I know we got Ryan, sorry. But, like, you're like, okay, now the players can make money off of their likeness and they could use their name, the whole NIL thing. No one ever expected, though, some player's going to make money off of a penis joke.
Why not?
I think it's hilarious, but I'm sort of like the university's just like, okay, of all things, he's making money off of a giant wiener saying. Okay, cool.
Well, my DeMatha guy at Michigan, the basketball player, Hunter Dickinson, was selling Big Dickerson energy shirts last year.
It's like the punter for the Seahawks.
Yeah, I love that guy.
I mean, in all fairness, he's not going to do much this season.
He's not. He just had a couple mishaps.
He's just trying to have some fun.
Every time, me and my buddy Sean, nobody's more excited for the punter than we are. Every time his name is Dixon, but every time he comes on, we're like, Dicko mode!
Yeah.
Let's go! And we start playing Sicko mode on the speaker.
I love that you have a whole sound thing going on.
Yeah. Alexa, play Sicko mode!
But in all fairness, that last time, it wasn't his fault.
No,
he got left out to dry. Poor thing. Giant beefy men coming at him. He's got the ball. He's like, I can't kick it. What the hell am I going to do?
Beefy men.
Big beefy men. All right. We got to get out of here on that note. Next week we're here, right?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Next week is the day before live day.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's right. Right. It's next Thursday. I can't even wrap my brain around it's next Thursday. Some tickets.
Get some tickets. Come join us. The BJ and Migs, the men's room. There's some party packages. I think you have some dinner, not dinner, lunch with us.
All right.
I don't know. Do that. Buy it. Hang out with us. Shout out to Be Jolly Lotion for sponsoring some of it. That's all I got.
Tell you one thing. I am hiding beer backstage this year.
Oh, why?
There's always beer backstage and some of the...
The bands?
Yes!
Bands like to drink.
And everybody's having a freaking blast. You know me. Like, I'm not drinking during the show or nothing. But at 6 o'clock, I'm ready for a brewski.
Yep.
And like last year, I was like, you've got to be S-ing me.
Yep.
There's not a beer back here. And somebody's like, oh, there's like a bottle of Jack. I'm like, I don't want to sip this last swig of Jack. Like,
right.
Jesus, man.
This is more backwash than alcohol. Yeah, it's a smart call.
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
It's crazy. Band guys like to drink.
Yeah, I know. Well, some shows like to drink.
Yeah. And that show is not BJ and Migs.
No. So that's what I'm saying.
Follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. Get your tickets at KISW.com for live day. We'll see you hopefully next Thursday, and we'll hear you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go Kraken.
Go Kraken.
Go Hawks. Go Russ. I hope you lose.